there's a word for you. And some may know my testimony, some may not know my testimony, but God has done something extraordinary in my life, and now I've committed my life to speak the word, and I have some awesome people alongside of me, and Pastor Tim, he's one of them. Wave your hand, Tim. Yeah, there he is. He's one of the pastors of this ministry, and one of the pillars that is helping to hold me up, and Mary Lou is a dear sweetheart of mine, and John, he's a sweet guy too. Look at him, he's so cute. How do you know these guys? How do you know him? Oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah, nice, wonderful. Well, welcome. Yep. And did you show them where the bathrooms are and stuff? Okay, good. Cause, okay, yeah, the men's are stuck in the hole back there. The women's have a nicer place, but all right. Amen. Are we ready there, Jim? All right. I want to open up. This is the, we speak in many nations around the world. A lot of nations that don't even know what this book is. And this is called the Holy Bible. And this is the closest book that I have come across that bears witness with my experience that happened in my life. Eventually, we'll have a book out. Book's in the process of being written, and it'll share everything. But in the meantime, I'm here called by, I want to say, God. But, you know, it's that name has been so watered down. We can call him the universe. We can call him anything you want. But it's the supreme being of the creator that has created us, period. And God is not a religion. He's a relationship. How many people realize that God is not a religion, he's a relationship? So we are not religious here. We are far from religion. What I believe, we were created with him inside of us, and he has given us a life that we have to find. A lot of us are, I want to say, lost, confused, feel like we're all alone. And there's a reason why we feel that way is because we're disconnected. We're disconnected to the supreme being of the universe, which we call God. And God doesn't exist until you bring him into existence, and it's through faith. He doesn't exist in your life. And I want to read this one particular scripture verse in the Bible to kind of give you an idea of what I'm trying to say here. Because it's virtually impossible to believe in something that you can't see, right? I mean, it's like air. But we need the air to breathe. And we eventually realize that it exists because without it, we'll die. Well, that's the same concept of God. He's a part of us, and without him, we're lost. We feel confused. We feel lost. We don't know what direction we're going to go in. There's many decisions that we come across, and we don't know what decisions to make. How many of us ever felt confused? Which way do I go? Which way do I go? What should I do in this circumstance? Oh, my God, I just don't know which way to do. I don't know which one to choose. And literally, our answer is in God. Our answer is in a being that we don't know. And I want to bring this relationship to us, and that's what I feel that my call is to bring the world to an understanding of a relationship with a being who created us that we don't know, that doesn't exist. We know religion. How many people would agree with that? We know religion. Oh yeah, you want to know God? You go into this church here, you go into, you know, you a this or that or that or this or whatever, and they'll show you or teach you the ways of having to find God. But you know, God is a part of you. You know him. You just aren't aware of it. God has always been with all of us all the time. We just never really realized how to sense his presence and how to know him. And I say him, whether he's a female or a male, I don't think he's anything like that. But I say him because of an authority, a supreme authority. And him is the definition of authority. But with that being said, this is the verse that I have here. It says, and it's really important because we have a nature of we can do everything ourselves. I don't need anybody. I can figure it out. I can do it. I can do it. I can figure it out. But that's a form that really goes against the nature of God and how we are created. I want you to try to connect with what I'm saying here. In the Bible, it says, but he gives more grace. Therefore, he's saying, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God. And here it says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And that's the key part of the verse that I want to focus on. Draw near to God, and then he'll draw near to you. God, I feel right now, we are in a time, an age, and I never really understood ages until I had my life encounter, and it has changed dramatically. And in these ages, life changes. We've been through the Ice Age, we've been through the Western Age, we've been through different ages. Renaissance Age, what other ages that can you think of? Medieval ages. What? Digital. I like that one. Yep. And we're in the threshold of another age. And I truly believe through these, and listen, it's all connected into the heavens, solar system, the stars, the rotations of the universe. It's amazing. Even the life of Jesus and the way the Magi's found him, they followed the stars, and it was more astrology and the way the planets and everything rotated. It's an incredible scientific study, I guess, and what they found. But with that being said, we're up for another age, and we can't control it. And I truly, you know, when something happens in your life the way it happened in mine, you question, why the heck did you do this in me? Why did you mess with my life and take me from here and just like flip me upside down and give me this relationship? Because there's something burning inside of me, a fire that's burning inside of me, to surrender and let everything go, to bring a message out. Whether you hear it or not, I don't care. Whether you receive it or not, I don't care. Whether you believe it or not, it doesn't matter to me. But I have to bring it out. I have to declare it as much as I possibly can to get it out to the world. An importance of having a relationship with a God that we don't know. And not religion. You can't find God in religion. You have to find God within yourself. And this God is a part of us that when we begin to cry out, basically, God, I need you. God, I need help. As soon as we begin to just break ourselves down and realize that there is a power that we need, he begins to set forth a connection. And that connection begins to bring you into a clarity and an understanding, where your mind begins to open up and you begin to be enlightened. You can see, you can hear. You have power to help you function throughout the day and gives you strength. Has anyone ever felt like really tired and just can't get enough strength to cope? They just want to sleep. I don't want to wake up. It's so hard to get up. And we're pumping in all this coffee and stuff trying to help us get motivated and everything. Well, we're disconnected. We're disconnected to the supreme being of this universe. And God is saying, I want my people to be connected to me. So please tell them to draw near to me. And I'm going to tell you how to draw near to me. Because people are like, well, how do you get to God? It's simply in a sense of, I can't do this anymore. And begin to speak into the air as if he exists. Because what you're beginning to do is manifest a sense of faith. And you're humbling yourself. And through this, and it's a mystery. It's a supernatural mystery that is really hard for our brains to connect with. But if we begin to take this humility and begin to cry out and say, I need some help, all of a sudden you begin to obtain strength. You begin to become stronger. There's an excitement that begins to develop inside of you. Your head begins to get clearer, and you begin to see. Not only do you get to see, but you begin to see further ahead in life. You begin to start seeing your future visions. You start to get inspirations of hope. You begin to start getting creative ideas. You begin to start hearing certain things, and your clarity begins to be heightened. How many people understand where I'm coming from? It's like an awakening. And it's all because we're separated from God. If we can just draw close to him and humble ourselves in a place of saying, I need you. I need you. I need this. Now, I'm not saying find yourself a denomination and start going to church. I'm not saying that you have to become, you know, a Hindu, a Jew, a Muslim, a Buddhist, or whatever, you know, and get into these sects, you know, and find some kind of traditional law to follow. Because God created us in the sense of being one tabernacle. You're the church. You in itself is the dwelling place for God. You alone. And yes, we need one another to support ourselves and, you know, and lift each other up and to speak into people, you know, and encourage, because we're all seeking the same God. But technically, you have the sanctuary of God within you. And all we need to do is get connected in that and create that tabernacle or sanctuary where he can come in and dwell. And then he begins to put his law, his religion, so to say, on your heart. And then we begin to follow the commandments that are written on our heart. This is a righteousness in God's eyes, not good deeds and things of that nature. I always say there is no right, no wrong, no good, no bad. And people look at me like they're deer out of headlights. What do you mean? There's no right, no wrong, no good, no bad. Well, the only right and wrong is within you. The only good and bad is within you. You know, what might be good to me may not be good to you. But if I follow what I'm being convicted in my heart, and if I'm following what's inside of me, I'm actually putting on righteousness. I'm putting on the righteousness of God. I'm actually good in the universal's eyes, because it's part of his creation. It's him that's really dwelling inside of us. It's not me. It's the inspiration of God in me. How many people are starting to follow this here? A lot of us want to know, okay, if I'm going to start seeking God, what is his will? What is his purpose? What's my purpose in God? What am I supposed to do, God, for you? And the law is on your heart. You just have to be able to tap in here, and he'll begin to guide you and lead you and direct you. You know, a lot of people, when they come to God or they first become awakened and, you know, God begins to be connected and they're starting to feel good, they're starting to feel awake, their clarity, their thoughts are starting to clear up, because that's what happens. It's like being born again. Has anyone ever heard that saying, I'm born again now? I accepted Jesus now and I'm born again. Well, that's one of those traditional kind of things. But the reality is, when people really humble themselves and come to that place of brokenness where they say, God, I need you, something supernatural happens. See, God is a God of signs and wonders and miracles, and we're fighting too much. We're literally fighting too much. And I feel grieved inside watching everyone fight so much. And I'm like, what are you fighting for? Why are you battling? Why are you so upset? Well, you don't understand. I got this. No, please don't tell me that. You don't understand. There's no need for us to fight. How many of us wake up and feel like we got all this to do? Yeah. Well, right there, there's the beginning of your battle. Why do you feel that way? For one, if you're connected with my God, and I call him my God because I don't believe the world understands my God. When you get connected with my God, all of a sudden, there's an empowerment that happens. And then you know that things are going to get done. And what doesn't get done, you know it's going to get done tomorrow, and it's okay. How many of us ever felt like if this don't get done tomorrow, oh my God? Yeah. You know, we're driving ourselves insane. We're driving ourselves nuts. We're creating torment in our own self. And the sad thing about it is, genetically, it's rotting us from the inside out. I think a lot of the diseases and infirmities and sicknesses and diseases are caused by our own troubles. We're creating havoc in ourselves. And who's to say that the molecules in our body aren't screaming and they're not organized and set up? But if we come to a place and we settle ourselves down and we come into that peace with God, he aligns us and starts setting us. Now, I appreciate this book. It's called the Bible. And they use terms like the devil, okay? And I believe that there are powers and principalities, darkness and wickedness in high places. But I also believe that they have no authority over us. They can't connect to us. And we give them too much credit to be connected to us. And I truly believe we create our own havoc to allow them to harm us, to allow these things to happen. How many of us ever heard of the study about this Oriental guy who spoke to water and spoke mean things to the water, and they did study? You saw that? Awesome. See, that I know God's talking to you, okay, because that's how I operate. I let God just speak through me. And then don't look at me, but look at the word of God talking to you. So, you know, this is what life's about. You know, you speak mean and that water picked it up and got troubled and it fragmented and was like all distorted. And then he did a test and spoke nice to the water and it crystallized and looked beautiful. God's trying to speak to us. You want to share that? No, do you want to? Listen, the world is listening, and they want to hear this. And could you just give a quick little testimony to the world out there? Yeah. Back up. Back. Cool. What's your name again? Bob? Yeah. My name's Jim, man. Thanks. Yeah, I'm glad to meet you.
I actually tell this story all the time, ironically.
All right, you see that camera up there?
Yeah.
Okay, now don't get nervous.
I'm not nervous.
All right, cool. I like you already, Bob. This is awesome. He's going to confirm to what I'm saying, okay? So listen to what he has to say.
Oh, thank you. Who am I speaking to besides the people
whole
in this
world.
Room?
Don't worry about it.
All right. I don't remember the name of the scientist who did it, but he was definitely Asian. I remember that part. And what he did was he took tap water, put it in a dropper, and looked at it under an electron microscope and took pictures of it. And that was the baseline. Then he took 5 or 10 gallon clear tanks of water, 6 or 7 of them, lined them up, and wrote a message on each one of the tanks, and then paraded thousands of people in front of each one.
This is awesome.
Yeah, the first one said, "I love you very much." The second one said, "I want to kill you." The next one said something, "You're a horrible person and everybody is against you," or something like that. And each one of these tanks had some powerful phrase on it, and you were just to simply stand there and read it and look at the water. Then he sampled each tank from the electron microscope and took the pictures. And the one that said, "I love you, you're important to me," was a beautiful, crystalline, magnificent, well-organized structure that was, you know, beautiful art. The ones that said, I hate you and I want to kill you, were very malignant looking and clearly disordered and angry. And the thing is, it was highlighted in a movie called What the Bleep Do We Know. You know that one?
No.
Oh, you got to check this out.
I'm going to look it up
now. What the Bleep Do We Know? And, you know, it kind of got swept under the rug, because the idea is that if we're made out of 65% water,
there you go,
and our thoughts from a distance can change water, what are the thoughts internally going to do to our own water? And if our own water is disorganized and vibrating and off to the DNA and the disease, it's one of my favorite stories. So
you got the message.
Yeah, thanks for sharing.
Hey, thank you. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise for him. Bob. Yeah. You know, I thank God for his witness, because, you know, I don't know everything. And, you know, I'm just like a vessel that's just downloading and, you know, so whatever's like downloading and that's, I'm just the messenger that's bringing it out. And I thank you for being here tonight to witness. Well, listen, whoever comes to this place is a leader, who is called to be a leader. This is not just for your average. The knowledge that is being given is for leaders. This is intense stuff. I believe I'm called to the leaders of the world to bring in the message so that they can bring it to the people. And I hope and pray that, you know, God will use everyone that is hearing and connecting to what I have to say so that they can be used. Because really, technically, what are we here for? You know, we have a purpose in life, and we have to find that purpose. And everything that we are created for eventually gives glory to God, the supreme being of the universe. I feel that I belittle the power and the glory of this being in the universe by calling it God. So bear with me when I say God, and I feel that I am belittling the power, and I might just start getting a little overwhelmed right now, because I know his power. I've seen his power. I'm a sign and a wonder and a miracle of his glory, and we're all going to be there one day. This body here, we're functioning in the realm of heaven in a spirit with a coating of flesh, if we can truly understand that. And we get so caught up in the flesh and the thing of this world, when this world is all going to fade away and our spirit will continue on to another dimension. And there are many other heavens out there. This is just one spot. I believe that this is the first spot of our journey, Earth. And then I believe that there are other realms of heaven. I think there's 22 realms that I was shown. And it goes back from the fall of creation, when there was a war before we came here on Earth. There was a war before even the heavens and before the Earth, this place, before flesh was created. There was a war. And in that war, the supreme being of the universe overcame and won. And those that rebelled or were captive in prison were held up and then sent down for a journey to come to a place of recognizing who the supreme being is, if anyone was able to follow that. So this is where we're at right now, the beginning of our journey of humbling ourselves and realizing who the supreme being is, and that I feel that I'm here to be a voice to those to set people free so that they can learn and understand the supreme being has our back. The love that this being has for us is beyond what we can we don't know this level of love. We have no comprehension of this level of love. We know flesh love, you know, lust, and you know, there is a bit of unconditional love that we do know. But not many of us have that to offer. And when we tap into it, it's miraculous. But With that being said, it releases us, this love, this power, releases us from the everyday, daily fights and struggles. And until we tap into this, we're going to constantly be fighting. We're going to be constantly be worrying. We're going to constantly be tormented by decisions and cares, like where things are supposed to go and what are we supposed to be doing and what time are we supposed to be there and how are we going to bring forth this teaching or message or whatever, or how, you know, what am I going to do with this interview, or how am I going to make money? You know, it's just one after the other. It's just constantly rolling and tormenting us, and we're fighting when the reality is God already set your life in path. He's the Alpha and the Omega. In Him, when we come in Him, you're set. When we're disconnected, it's like wandering around in the city and you don't know which way to go. You're completely lost. But with God, when you draw near to Him and He draws near to you, there's a connection there that brings in an awakening to the point where you know that you know that you know and you understand and everything's going to be okay. It's incredible. And what Bob shared earlier, witnessed what was being said, we're made up of God. That water is a part of us. Even though it was distance away from us, it's still a part of us. And I want you to realize that how we actually have power, that when we can speak life and death. And when we can curse ourselves or we can bless ourselves. Oh, this will never work. Well, guess what? You just made it where it's not going to work. It's starting to crystallize funky. We're doing it to ourselves because we're suffering based on lack of knowledge. That's what it comes down to. And I'm here to give the knowledge so that we can stop fighting this fight that has already been won. See, the war has already been won. This thing has already been done. And we just need to come into it. And this is why God is saying tonight, I feel, that if we would just humble ourselves, stop the, I want to say rhetoric. Is that the proper word? Okay, like I said, I'm downloading, and I don't have a good education. I'm like stopped at like 10th grade, I think, you know. But I'm pulling this out, and I'm just going with it. So help me, okay? This is what you guys are here for. You're here to say, yeah, that's the right word. No, you got to say it this way. And we need to stop this thing and begin to humble ourselves. We just got to surrender. It's really simple. It's not complicated. I think that the world has made it really complicated to have a relationship and be connected with God. But we just need to really just accept this tabernacle that we have in our bodies. We have a tabernacle in us. How many of us realize that? We have a tabernacle in us. If Bob can testify that they did a study and that person, individual person, cursed the water and it got ugly and then blessed the water and it got cute and fuzzy and lovey, then we have a tabernacle. How much power do we have in us that we haven't tapped into? We have more power in us, oh, hallelujah, than we can even comprehend or even imagine. Our minds are not equipped. We have been born, and this Bible here, I'm going to tell you, is old. And a lot of it, I have to translate it into language that we can understand, okay? And we were born in sin. Okay, that's what this book says. But I want to tell you what sin is. We were born in lack of knowledge. We were born in ignorance. And that's what sin is. And to not know and live in ignorance is sin in the eyes of God. Now, the cool thing about God is, as we humble ourselves and draw unto Him, He begins to reveal the mysteries to you. So He educates you and gives you the answers. He doesn't like make you go to school. You know, He gives you the knowledge. In everything that you need to do, He'll inspire you in the direction where you need to go. He'll give you the answers. He'll let you know. But we haven't given Him that opportunity to show Himself. And that's the problem. And this is where unbelief comes in at. We begin to kind of fall short of his glory, and then we realize and say to ourselves, there is no God, because we haven't given it that effort. We're like a microwave generation. We give them one day to humble ourselves and cry out, and then we don't see any results right away. We give in and say, there is no God, and then we go back. We go back to our old ways. And all it's doing is tormenting us. All it's doing is rotting us. You know, I want to live a nice old age, and I want to continue to look young as if I've never aged. You think that's possible? I think it is. I want to be able to continue to, you know, function. I don't want my body to break down. You know, and you have to say to yourselves, most of these things are no different than that water. We're doing it to ourselves. And it's not because we're bad. And I want this to make it known to the world out there that a lot of things happen to them because they feel as though that they did something wrong. They did something bad. But it wasn't as though we didn't do anything bad. We just didn't know. We just didn't know. And this is, I truly believe that God is saying this to us today. If we would just start changing the way we're thinking. And this book here says repent, which makes you sound dirty, doesn't it? But technically it means change the way you're thinking. Just change the way you're thinking. And, you know, I want to say that, you know, if you're shy like me or what have you, you can have that relationship with God in your own self. And you don't have to, like, broadcast it out to the whole world if you don't want to right away. Just start developing that relationship now in your own personal, quiet self and build on it. And then as you begin to start seeing the power of God in your life and you start seeing the testimonies and how he's opening up doors and doing supernatural things, you're going to have no strength to hold back and say, well, you know, God did this. There's no possible way that I could have done it. I mean, I'm just watching the glory of God do it. That's what happened to me. You know, before I persecuted this stuff. Now I'm connected to it to the point where I'm just trying to hold it back, and I can't hold it back. It's just, pow. Matter of fact, if I try to hold it back, I feel dirty. I feel like I'm going to be smacked. You know, like the universe is going to, like, crack me, and I'm just, like, afraid. And I hope that never, ever happens to you. But, you know, how many of us are, like, tired of being confused? How about just not knowing what to do? Unsure of yourself. Uncertain. Okay. Well, today's a good day. Because I believe that, you know, God always, one thing I said to God, I said, you know, I'll be faithful, I'll do what you tell me to do, you know, but I want you to prove yourself to those that hear me. I want you to show yourself to them, because there's no sense for me to stand up here and share all this. I'll be happy in myself and live the rest of my life out by myself. And you want me to, you know, be laughed at, be persecuted and all this other stuff. Fine, that's okay. I'll be joked at, you know. But I want you to, those that hear my voice, I want you to show yourself to them. I want you to literally show yourself to the point where they know that what I'm saying is true. And I believe tonight, because you're hearing me right now, and if you make a commitment in your own heart and develop that tabernacle inside and say, God, I'm going to start today. I'm gonna humble myself, and I'm gonna put this word to me. I'm gonna bring it in, and I'm gonna draw near to you. I'm gonna say, God, I need help. I need your help. I want to become saved. I want to become born again. Not in religion. I want this power. I want to live healthy. I want my body aligned. I want my whole mind to be clear. I don't want to be tormented and be mentally disturbed here and dark because I can't come up with thoughts. I can't make decisions. I'm dark. I want to be free. And if you say that in your heart and you do this, I guarantee that tomorrow, all of a sudden, you're going to have answers. You're going to have clarity. You're going to have peace. All of a sudden, you're going to feel energetic, and you're going to feel rejuvenated, so to say. You're going to feel alive. I guarantee it. You're not here by accident. You were drawn here. You were drawn here by a power. God knew where you were at, and he drew you to hear these words and to spark you as an invitation to come to him and start a new life that's going to be healthy, fresh. Your love life is going to be enhanced. Excitement is going to join in. There's going to be an attraction there to the others. Friends will start banging on your door. You'll be surprised what begins to happen in your life. Pretty soon you'll be like, man, I didn't ask for all this. Leave me alone. John knows what I'm talking about. So I'm getting my 5-minute warning up there. So I'm going to have to bring this to a close. But if you want to hear more, continue to log on to our website and listen to these messages because they're inspired every Wednesday and every Sunday. Or find your way to get back here because we do hold ministry and I do release words into people's lives and we have tremendous amount of testimonies that back it up where there'll be people that are just need witness of a direction in their life. Matter of fact, Rachel has just got back from a trip, and she was all worked up and nervous, and I told her, don't worry about it. You know, relax. It was an ordained meeting by God, and he's going to prove himself to you with signs and wonders and miracles. And you're going to meet relationships, and you're going to be recognized, and this is only the beginning to catapult you into the thing that you have a passion to do for the rest of your life. And because she heeded the word and she surrendered to it and fought her own little battles, but she overcame them and she's been blessed. And I think a lot of the world needs to hear direction. I think a lot of the world just needs that witness that's already inside them. I'm not going to tell them anything that they don't know already. I'm just going to basically crack the egg open and bring the life into it. And their journey begins. I don't understand the gifts all the time, but I'm just grateful for God revealing himself through the gifts so that we can get on our own journey and develop that relationship with him. And that's my whole purpose, is not to build a church. It's not to build congregations or anything like that. Even though I do live by faith and hope that I'm supported in one way or another. But my mission in life is for you to establish a tabernacle within yourself and have that relationship with God so that you can have that peaceful journey for the rest of your life. There's a power that is inside of us that has to be cracked open. And I'm here to help you crack that open. Ever since my transformation, and it was supernatural, and I was taken into heaven for 3 days, and this was 3 earthly days. I don't know how long it was up there. But when I came back, I was free, literally free. And I know what it's like to be tormented. I know what it's like to have your guts ripped up inside and adjective and the whole nine yards. I know what it's like to be tormented. I was on the verge of suicide and all this nasty stuff, and it's just a mess. Where there was no reason for it because of the fact that I had, you know, a functioning, profitable job. I had money, you know, I was considered back then a self-made millionaire, you know. And a millionaire is nothing today. You know, you have to be a 500 millionaire or maybe a billionaire or what have you. But yeah, so I didn't have issues in those areas, you know, functioning normal. You would think that I was a normal person, but inside I was rotten, and inside I was tormented, and my mind was in a real twisted place, and I've been free from all of that. And I owe it to the which we call God, but I owe it to the universe. That's the God of the universe. I owe it to Him. And now I am a bondservant, so to say, or a slave to His word, and my life is totally in His hands. Now, I don't expect everybody to go in my direction, but I do expect individuals to hear what I have to say so that they can free up their own life. Are you tired of fighting? Are you tired of, like, kicking against something that is meaningless? You know, everything's going to work out. You see? All your problems and all your issues, they're all going to work itself out. These things shall pass. You know, and the more we get connected with God, He goes before us and starts clearing a path. It's supernatural. It is so awesome. It's incredible. But, you know, I can sit up here and talk about how great and wonderful it is, but what's that doing for you right now? You need to help me, and you need to apply it and do it so that you can be like me, sitting here telling someone else, listen, I know a God. You don't know this God. I know this God. And this God is incredible, man. He's not over there. He's not. It's like right here. I know how to hear Him. I know how to obey Him. I know how to follow it. And He pours this peace and gives me a clarity. And it's like I'm on ecstasy. It's like I'm high without smoking the weed, you know. I'm like flying, and I'm feeling really good. And you know, I'm happy, and it's okay. And you can have this. You know, the sad thing is when I look at individuals and I see an oppression on them, it makes my heart weep because of the knowledge that I have, and I see them in torment, I weep over it. And I'm saying to myself, there's no reason for you to be this way. Let me heal you. Let me see you delivered. Let me help. And I don't have to do anything special. I just need to tweak you. That's all. I just have to get you from what and why you're thinking and get you on this different path. And then once you begin to get on this path, you're going to see that things are going to change. And it's going to get better. And that's all I want. I want to see smiles on your faces. I want to see the whole world just so gleaming with happiness because they connect it with God, with the universe, with the power that has been given to us. Amen? Amen. Amen. So I'm going to end this here with, and I always end with a prayer. So if you can just bow your heads for a moment and just be grateful right now that God is dwelling inside of you and He's a part of you. And I'm asking it when we leave this place. I want you to begin to start speaking life. I don't want you to speak any more death. Think of that testimony that Bob shared with us about the water. You have power that's inside of you. And what a man or a woman thinks in their heart, so they are. And I want you to begin to start believing and thinking that things are going to be much better. So God, I thank you tonight for your glory. I thank you for your presence. And Lord, I just ask that you continue to touch these individuals who you've drawn, those that are on the internet worldwide and listening, and those that are here tonight. Lord, you've brought them to hear your word. And so that I ask that you empower them to begin to see these signs and wonders and miracles. And the main thing that I feel, Lord, to ask is that you begin to bring clarity into their minds, that you free their thoughts right now and begin to deliver them with the torment that is happening in their heads, and loose them now, I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. So, like I said, once again, feel free to pop in here whenever you want. Wednesday at 7:30 and Sundays at 11 o'clock is our actual service. 10 o'clock we have a song service. And Tim, if you'd like to share something before we close, you're good? Okay, great. All right, amen. Nice meeting you. God bless. Amen.